There are a lot of things which can happen, because condoms were originally made as a family planning method, you see, to protect a woman from getting pregnant. Then if you take that line, it means people can have unwanted pregnancy or unplanned pregnancy if the condoms are really not there. And then the other issue is the issue of HIV now and the other related STIs. There might be an increase on that line. That's why condoms are very important, not only as a family planning method, but they are also useful in the prevention of HIV and the other related STIs.
What do your organizations, if they do anything, do you assist people who are unable to access this form of safety?
No, condoms are given, for instance, at our organizations, we don't sell condoms. We give condoms free of charge, and we have them plenty, and we give people free of charge on demand. And we also then do some education on how these condoms can be used.
There is somewhat of a stigma on this quote-unquote poor quality of condoms. Is there such a thing? Can there be condoms that are poor quality?
No, we have not heard of that, because for any product, including condoms, there is the standard association in Zimbabwe which will make sure that some quality is maintained. We have not heard of such issues as far as poor quality. No, condoms which we are having, we haven't had any complaints of that nature, including the shortage. We have not heard that as an organization.